today's halacha. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the ritzuos of the tefillin have to be black. If they're not black, the tefillin are posel. It's ma'akeh b'dieved, the Rambam says, if they're not black. The Bir Halacha discusses exactly what color, when is it called no longer black, but certainly everyone should be looking at the tefillin. They could crack, they can turn white, they can turn brown, they could lose their color, and it's possible. It's ma'akeh b'dieved. Now the Bir Halacha says a tremendous chumrah in this that maybe you would have thought differently. There's a shear to ritzuos, how wide they have to be and how long they have to be. The Bir Halacha clears a shayla. Let's say it loses its blackness outside, you know, do you already have the shear, let's say, of thickness, of width? The ritzuos are black. But it loses its blackness past the minimum thickness. Well, let's say the ritzuos are long, and it loses its blackness after the shear. It's already long enough black, and it loses the blackness after the shear. The Halacha says he's not sure. It could be its puzzle anyway. Since it's mechubar, since it's all one piece, the ritzuah, so you don't say that the positive black is like it's not there, and you have the shear until it loses its blackness, so it's okay. But the Bir Halacha considers very strongly, he blives sorachiyon, and you're dealing with a diaraisa and with a psul of the tefillin. He considers very strongly that the tefillin apostle, even if it loses its blackness on the ritzua, past the shear when it would be kosher, both in the width and in the length. The Mishnah Brura suggests checking the tefillin where you make the kesher. He says many times there, because of the friction of you making the kesher, it loses its blackness. And therefore, at least every once in a while, everyone, especially according to the Bir Halacha's Chumrah, that anywhere on the ritzua that loses its blackness is a problem. So one should every once in a while, you know, take a quick look. A lot of time it cracks, and it is streaks of white, and sometimes it's like streaks of gray, and you should check your tefillin for that. And you should always have with you, you can buy in a store, the kosher tzviya, kosher like a dye, you know, it comes in a little bottle, and you just say l'shem mitzvah tefillin, and you could fix up your tefillin. There's no difference, it's fine.